And we have an opportunity to participate in the elements of the Lord's table. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you. And you don't have to be a member of this congregation, thank you, to participate. We have what we call an open table. But what it needs to be presented upon and received upon is the fact that you are in love covenant relationship with Jesus. It's all about Jesus. He says, do this in remembrance of me. And that's what we've come to do, to worship him, to celebrate him, to remember him. We read the scriptures from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning in verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself. So let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we're chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. So we take just a couple of moments to quietly pursue the Lord, see if there's anything between us that yet needs to be taken care of. Take care of it. Repent of it. Ask him to wash you clean by the blood. And don't look back at anything that's behind you then. Receive his grace as he leads you on. If there's anything, a difficulty in relationship with another person, take care of it. Make it your first commitment after service is over to take care of any difficult relationship. But remember, the Bible says, as much as is possible, live at peace with all men. There are some who don't want to be restored with you while your heart is to be restored with them. That you have to leave with the Lord. But let's take a few moments and examine ourselves before the Lord. Lord, we thank you for your mercy to us. We thank you for your grace to us. What a great God. As we come to you this morning, as we pick up this loaf, we understand that as we participate and partake in remembrance of you, it becomes the body of the Lord broken for us. We don't deserve it. We thank you for what you've done for us. We couldn't have done it for ourselves. But Jesus, thank you for going to the cross for us, bearing our sins, our sicknesses, our sorrows, our griefs, receiving the stripes in your body that we deserve. Lord, we identify with you this morning and come by grace, face to face, and we say thank you. Can you say thank you to Jesus right now?
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Let's participate together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your grace and love. Now, Lord, as we consider the fruit of the vine, we do so understanding that your blood cleanses us, covers us, washes us clean, ratifies the new covenant. The new covenant was signed. The signature line is signed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the provision you've given. Peace, loving kindness, grace, mercy, and freedom, forgiveness. We love you, Lord, and come in thanksgiving, doing this in remembrance of you. Let's participate together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you thanks, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being so great, so grand, for all that you've done, Lord Jesus. Come on, lift your voice, church. Be grateful to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for everything for us. Your love and your loving kindness, your mercy. Your goodness. We are so grateful to be alive in you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Come on, let's give him a round of applause.